Hello everyone, I'm Brian from Hartshorne Consultancy, and over the next few weeks I'm going to be demonstrating a product called the Muse. The product was originally conceived back in 2020 for radio broadcasters particularly to provide a range of tools to retrieve music-based information. Who recorded a song? When was it released? What made it special? What can you say about it right now and on air without hesitation? And a lot more, particularly chart facts. This year, much of the Muse has been rewritten to include a huge range of new features. In this series of audio lessons, I'll show you some of the older features that we've had for years. But my primary focus relates to what's new in this version, because there's a lot to tell you about. The Muse functions with JAWS for Windows version 2022 through to 2026 at this point. It is designed so that you can retrieve information efficiently. Let's get some of the basic concepts out of the way first, and then I'll dive into the new features. The basic premise of the Muse is that you press a key on the keyboard that we call the Muse key. This is the insert key with grave accent pressed together. If you're using a laptop keyboard layout, you can press the caps lock key with the grave accent. The grave accent is situated to the immediate left of number 1 on the main QWERTY keyboard, just above the letter keys. You press the Muse key, release it, and then press another key to carry out a function. All Muse functions are available from a convenient list box, which we call the Muse main menu, or through dedicated global shortcut keys, accessible from any application. Each feature uses a simple guided wizard, asking only what is necessary, and then it delivers clear, structured results designed specifically for screen reader users. Throughout these audio demonstrations, I'll ensure that I access items both from the main menu or via the shortcut keys, which is my preference. Information is divided into logical headings for easy navigation, allowing you to jump straight to the details that you need while preparing or presenting. The ability to move by heading is especially important in my demonstration of our first main feature. Before we get to that, let's just take a quick look at the Muse main menu, activated by pressing the Muse key, then letter M. So I press the Muse key, you heard a little clunk sound, and then I'll type the letter M.
Muse menu dialog, list 1, list view, advanced every hit search, E1 of 38.
So you've got a lot of items in here in the new version of the Muse. What we do is we tell you the function involved, and you can press enter on one of those items, then the shortcut key associated with that item. So first of all, it said advanced every hit search, E. And that means that we can press the Muse key followed by E by itself in order to get to that particular function. Don't worry what it is at the moment. Doubtless I'll cover it later, because that's an old feature. I'll arrow down.
Simple every hit search, shift plus E, 2 of 38.
So that would be the Muse key followed by shift E.
Ultimate database search, U, 3 of 38. View ultimate database charts, shift plus U, 4 of 38.
And so on and so forth. I could arrow down all the different functions. There are configuration options in here for individual preferences. And there is also the ability to view the documentation and to check for updates. I'll just press escape for now in order to back out of the menu. One of the new features is called Song Facts, and this is something that you're likely to use regularly. I've been using it now for about 6 months. You enter an artist and song title, and you receive a fully structured report containing song overview, genre, notable elements, context, chart performance, artist trivia, cultural impact, behind the scenes, and some concluding notes. It's perfect for deep research, documentaries, and feature programming. It is important to emphasize that with any of the new features in the Muse, you should be able to obtain information about any song, provided it has been released and that information about it has been documented on the internet. It doesn't necessarily have to be a chart hit. It could be an album track, for example. Over the course of these demonstrations, I'll ensure that I use very old songs together with those released within the last week or two. Another important concept to explain is how we get song titles into the new functions of the Muse. You use the format artist space dash space title. That's artist space dash space title. Now, that is a format used in many audio-related tools. The Station Playlist Broadcasting software, for example, uses exactly that format. There is an excellent new audio player available for free called FastPlay, which is becoming very popular. That, too, uses the same format, so it's very common. Let's dive in and examine song facts. While I could select it from the Muse main menu, I'll press the Muse key followed by S.
Song facts dialog, artist then title edit.
There are several ways of getting songs into the song facts component. By far the easiest right now is to simply type into the edit field which is now in focus. Artist space dash space title and then press enter. For no other reason other than I recently heard it on the radio this morning, I will use the Four Tops Walk Away Renee. So I'll type that in now.
Four Tops Walk Away Renee.
And press enter.
Please wait.
And after a short pause.
Heading level 1 Walk Away Renee Four Tops.
I'm going to let you hear the output from this particular song, although I won't on other occasions because there is a lot of it. Let's go through it now line by line.
Heading level 2 song overview. Heading level 3 theme. A lament over lost love and unrequited longing. The narrator asks Renee to leave, even as he struggles with the memory of her. Heading level 3 genre. Soul slash Motown, a cover of a Baroque pop song reinterpreted in a soulful style. Heading level 3 notable elements. Levi Stubbs' powerful, emotionally charged lead vocal, lush Motown instrumentation including horns and sweeping strings, background vocals by the Four. Tops and the Andantes, a more rhythmic arrangement than the original by the Left Banky. Heading level 3 context. Originally a 1966 hit by the Left Banky, Walk Away Renee was part of the Four Tops' fifth studio album Reach Out, released in July 1967. Motown's UK affiliate released the Four Tops version as a single at the end of 1967, and the U.S. it was issued as a single on January 18, 1968. It came as Motown's classic Holland Dozier Holland production era was starting to shift. Heading level 2 fun facts. Heading level 3 chart performance. Peaked at No. 14 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. No. 15 on U.S. R&B slash soul. Reached No. 3 in the UK and No. 5 in Ireland in early 1968. Heading level 3 artist trivia. The Four Tops recorded an Italian version of the song in March 1968 titled Dell'Arcobaleno The Rainbow to broaden their international appeal. Heading level 3 cultural impact. The cover helped cement the Four Tops' strong presence in the UK where it charted higher than in the U.S. It added to their reputation for transforming non-R&B songs into soul classics and has been included in many compilations and soundtracks. Heading level 3 behind the scenes. Produced by the Motown team Holland Dozier Holland, instrumentation by the Funk Brothers, background vocal support from the Andantes. The recording took place in late 1966 and early 1967. The Four Tops arrangement diverges from the Left Banky's original by replacing harpsichord and flute with horn accents and emphasizing rhythmic energy. Heading level 2 concluding notes. This version of Walk Away Renee showcases the Four Tops at their soulful peak honoring the emotional core of the original while injecting it with their signature power and Motown polish. It remains a moving performance that bridges Baroque pop and soul in a deeply affecting way, and it still resonates warmly with listeners today. Press escape to close this window.
Which I shall shortly do. But you will notice how I have structured this information very neatly, I hope you'll think, with headings. And that's so that you can just get to the parts that you want. And as I say, I'm going to come back to that later. So that is the first way of establishing song facts, but there are other ways. I mentioned FastPlay a moment ago, the audio player. Let's tune into a radio station now and get the currently playing track from it, whatever that might be. I've got a shortcut pointing to a station on my desktop. I'm going to go there now.
Desktop list view, teamfm.m3u, 25 of 70.
And if I press enter on that, Fast Play will launch automatically.
Fast Play.
I'll just mute that.
Muted.
Now, if I press number 1 in Fast Play, just above the letter keys,
a star teens iconic.
It says A teens iconic. That's what's playing at the moment. To get that, I'm going to press Shift and 1.
Title dialogue, title read only edit.
That is now in a read-only edit field and the text is highlighted. So I'm going to press Ctrl-C in order to copy that.
Copied.
And that's all I need to do. I can back out of here now. So if I hear a song on the radio and I want to know more about it, it's as easy as that. I've got it on the clipboard. I can press Escape.
Fast Play.
I'm back to Fast Play. I can press the Muse key, followed by S.
Song Facts Dialogue.
Paste it in there. With Ctrl-V,
pasted.
Press Enter.
Please wait.
And away we go. It's going to get that information for us now, hopefully.
Heading level 1 iconic 18.
And it has done that. And we could go ahead and read it if we wanted to. We can use Station Playlist Studio to get songs into the Muse. If you're using Station Playlist or the remote voice tracking client, you can work through this procedure. You may want to do this if you have a playlist and you want to prepare material for your upcoming show. If you want to retrieve the details of just one song, you simply find it in your playlist and you press Ctrl-C to copy the title and the artist to the clipboard in the correct format. That's not a special function, that's native to Station Playlist Studio or the remote voice track client. It will do that. Then you go back into Song Facts, as I've just demonstrated, paste it in with Ctrl-V and press Enter. Alternatively, you can retrieve facts for up to 6 songs at a time. I often do this when I prepare radio scripts for my shows. I don't use all of the data that it generates, I just cherry-pick the parts that I want. So I'm going to open up a playlist in Station Playlist Studio for a show that I've just voice-tracked.
No Mercy, Where Do You Go 429.
So it's telling me that's a song by No Mercy, and it's called Where Do You Go, and it lasts for 4 minutes and 29 seconds. Now, I've focused on that track, and it's highlighted. So I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by function key F1.
Capturing songs started.
And it says capturing songs started. Now I can move elsewhere in the playlist. It doesn't need to be consecutive, so it doesn't need to be immediately below where I am. It can be a couple of songs down. If I move to the next one.
Envoke Don't Let Go Love Radio Edit 359.
So I might already know about that one, so I don't need necessarily to get facts for it. Let's move to the next one.
Texas Say What You Want 343.
So this is Texas Say What You Want. I do want to know about this. So I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by F2.
Adding next song.
And it's added the next song. So I could repeat that process for as many times as necessary, up to a maximum of 6. I'll arrow down.
Spice Girls 2 Become 1321.
And I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by F2, because that adds subsequent items.
Adding next song.
And all of those songs now are on the clipboard, ready for pasting in the correct format into the Muse. So I'm going to press the Muse key, followed by S.
Song Facts Dialogue.
And I'm going to paste that in here.
Pasted.
And press Enter.
Please wait.
And away it goes now to get a job lot of these songs. And there's a particularly important part about this, which I want to show you when we get the results back.
Heading level 1, Where Do You Go, No Mercy.
So that's great. Now, note that is at heading level 1. Because it's divided into headings, I know that the chart information is under Fun Facts. So if I press number 2.
Song overview heading level 2. Fun facts heading level 2.
There it is. And if I arrow down.
Heading level 3 chart performance.
I've got the chart performance right there. So I can read the details of it. Now that might be all that I need. I probably need a bit more than that. Particularly context is a very useful item to look at. So once I have got all the information that I need, I can now press number 1.
Say what you want, Texas, heading level 1.
And that takes me immediately to the next song. So I don't need necessarily to read all the information, skip through all the headings until I get to this point. And that's why I've designed it in that way. So that all songs, if they are provided as part of a group, are at heading level 1. And then I can read all the information I need there, copy what I need, and then press number 1 again.
To become one Spice Girls heading level 1.
And I get the next song details. I'll just press escape to come out of here. Because there's one final point that I'd like to discuss. There is a final way of inputting the songs. And again, we can use the edit field to type data in here. This is by entering a group of songs manually without the use of Station Playlist Studio or the remote voice tracking client. Remember, the Station Playlist tools are just optional. You don't need them. So what you would do is press the Muse key, then S. And if you wanted to retrieve data about a group of songs, you would type artist space dash space title, then a vertical bar, which is shift and backslash, then immediately artist space dash space title. A good example of that would be Dire Straits space dash space Romeo and Juliet vertical bar, and then the example that we had earlier, Texas space dash space say what you want. You don't have to do any of that, of course, but I'm just letting you know all the possible permutations that you could work through in order to get the song information that you want. That's certainly enough for our first demonstration. Next time, I'll move on to finding quick song facts for those very tight voice breaks and also the song origins feature. But there are certainly many more lessons to come.